Yes, my question's on Alzheimer's. Why is it more prevalent today than it was 15, 20 years ago?
Well, actually, Alzheimer's disease was a disease that did not exist 40 years ago. Alzheimer's disease, even by another name, could not be found in any medical dictionary or textbook or taught in any medical curriculum. It only became an entity in the medical literature in 1979. And today, it's apparently the number four killer of adults in the United States over the age of 65, behind cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and then comes Alzheimer's disease. And it appears to me, with no doubt, that it's due to what I call a physician-caused disease, because doctors have encouraged people, in fact, demanded that people give up saturated fat and cholesterol and move towards a cholesterol-restricted or even a cholesterol-free diet to get their blood cholesterol down below 200. And they have created no less than 25 of these cholesterol deficiency diseases. And to me, Alzheimer's disease is one of the big ones. 75% of our brain weight is pure cholesterol. It's called myelin. It's this fatty stuff that insulates each nerve fiber of the brain and spinal cord. And we can only make about 10% of our daily need of cholesterol. The other 90% must come from the diet. And if a person is very, very good at giving up chicken skin and red meat and dairy and eggs like a doctor would have them do, after about 6 or 8 or 10 years, they're not going to be able to keep up with the maintenance and repair needs of the cholesterol for the myelin in the brain and spinal cord. And so you can just expect that the person is going to develop one or more of these 25 physician-caused diseases, including acquired seizure disorders and Alzheimer's disease. Now, the best way to avoid Alzheimer's disease is to eat a couple of eggs every morning for breakfast, not cooked in margarine or fried. You want to consume as much as 72 ounces of red meat every month. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's just a quarter pounder a day. And you want to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients. And when you get to the vitamin E level, you want to have at least 2,000 international units of vitamin E, and you want 500 micrograms of selenium. And if you do that, even if you already have Alzheimer's disease, you can expect to have a significant amount of return of memory. Great study done by the University of California, San Diego, and the Salk Institute that says by taking 2,000 international units of vitamin E alone, even if you have advanced Alzheimer's disease, you can get a significant amount of memory return.